In 1987, there was a record by EPMD called You're a Customer, and there was a line about chess in there. And for some reason, as someone who've always loved the game but has never been especially prolific at it, I was obsessed with that. Like, why did he say chess? And so I spent the rest of my life pretty much mentally documenting any time a rapper mentioned chess. So fast forward, I wrote a book called Lyrical Swords, Volume 2, and I went to go speak about it at a juvenile hall. And when I was talking to the kids, I was totally losing everyone because it was like a career day thing about journalism, and no one cared about being a journalist at all. And then I realized I was losing crowds, so I just pulled a chessboard out, and I was like, does anybody know how to play chess? And like 85% of the kids raised their hand. And I was like, all right. So I was like, all right, so who here thinks they're the best, though? And only a few hands went down. So I put my board down. And I said, all right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to play right now, and everybody who wins gets a book. Dude, everybody starts rolling up. They start playing. This kid who was obese, they were teasing him, like, this isn't a contest for sandwiches. And he was like, no, I'm the best one. And he was. And he got, like, his pecking order in the juvenile hall totally rose. There was a white kid in the hall who was like, don't move your knight. And they're like, shut up, white boy. Nobody's talking to you. And then the guy moved his knight, and he lost. They were like, all right, we got to listen to the white boy. He actually knows this. So when I left, I'm like, that was the most incredible thing I've ever seen in my life. And so what starts raining down on my head is everything from Public Enemy, everything from Jay-Z, everything from the Wu-Tang Clan, everything. And I was like, this is something. And then that was around 2006. And that's when I started Hip Hop Chess Federation.